Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel
94.1. The Big Party Morning Show.
All right, this is what I need you to do. I need you to take a pair of your underwear.
Ooh.
Get them wet, put them on, and go to work. Diaper drive's coming up.
Get the sense of what it's like to wear a diaper too long.
Yes.
Wear wet underwear and do lunges.
There you go.
Like, have you ever gone hiking when you've gotten or been on a camping trip where you get wet?
Yeah.
And then you got to hike out?
Oh.
Seriously, that's what diaper rash is. Boys, chafing. I get it, sadly, this is how soft my life is. I get it when it rains when I'm golfing.
Okay.
Let's be honest. It's rarely hiking. It's because I got wet while I was my rain gear failed.
Yeah.
And now I'm golfing with wet underwear. And later on, I have a little diaper rash.
Yeah, it hurts. Right. It burns. And you're still sitting in it. You're sitting in wet.
You're soaking in it.
Sucks.
And these little kids that are unfortunate, what do? They cry.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they cry out because, diapers are super expensive. So mom and dad are like, well, let's let them make it stretch. We can't go through 10 diapers today. So the kid sits in a dirty diaper and he starts crying more and it causes all that stress. And this is the heart of the problem of why we do the diaper drive.
Yeah.
I know.
The diaper drive.
We need your help. We'll get Candace on here coming up shortly, but we're coming down. It's, every day is one day closer. So I know a lot of times, you got other things going on and, but we all got to shop, right? A lot of times we go to the grocery store, Target, whatever the case is. Well, they got diapers there too. So we're just kind of saying, just kind of keep it top of mind, pick up a package of diapers and just kind of hold on to it because what we do, on the December diaper drive, 15th, 16th, 17th, right? At the, Linden Market Hy-Vee parking lot. It's a pretty cool thing, by the way. It's kind of like just a drop-off drive-through. You just drive on through, drop-off. We give hugs, kisses, whatever, and then we throw them in the truck. We try to fill up these Werner trucks. So if you can help, we ask just to keep it on top of your mind right now. We know it's not tomorrow, but it is right around the corner.
It's 5 weeks away.
Yeah.
So what can you do to make a difference in 5 weeks? Do you need all 5 weeks to help make a difference? Or maybe just the day of, you go and you buy one package of diapers. But if you've never done it before, we need newbies.
Newbies is where we got is high. You're making a lot of noises over there. Did you say hi?
I said yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I said yeah. Like in the spirit of our game in Minnesota on the road. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always good to get some extra help from new people. Hot dishes are appreciated.
Ooh.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
I always love it when I'm always blown away when people come and the last couple of years, I feel like I've met people where it's like they just moved to town. Like 1 year I met the woman and her husband was like the new hockey coach and they came and it was like the new Mavs hockey coach and it was like unbelievable, like the second assistant or something.
Yep, it was one Mav assistant hockey coaches and Molly started bonding with his wife.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They're like the nicest people. And it's so crazy because it's like you just moved to town. Like you don't even have, talk about what a giving heart. Like you just moved to a town. You're probably still just getting your bearings and you're taking time out of your day to give to a cause that hasn't even grown into you yet because you've just moved to this new community. And here they were. And they weren't looking for any like super props. It was Jeff and I got talking to them that, pulled out of them like what they did and why they were here. But it's new people every year. Kids step up.
Looks pretty good, though. Didn't that look good, though, from an out-of-towner that they were like, oh, this is
different and weird, but awesome.
Thought it looked great. The optics on it are pretty
powerful.
That's probably your buddy Bill Pickett who puts up the flag pretty loud on UNO's campus to help the diaper drive. UNO kids are all completely aware of it now.
Yeah. And then you got Creighton. you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Creighton Dermot, volleyball people, Creighton volleyball, those teams have shown up. We've got all sorts of cool athletic associations. I always think it's so neat when the high schools come through, whether it's the cheerleaders or kids that are like on their way to basketball games. I remember seeing that a lot. Like last year, I think it was maybe Millard North, and they were on their way to a basketball tournament and they stopped, or they were on their way home or something. And it's just like, God, I would never have thought of doing that in high school. Like, these kids are so great to give and step up and take time out of their Friday and Saturday nights to do it.
It's such an insanely busy weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
That weekend of December 15, 16, 17, there's so many things going on. Who knows what the weather will be like? It'll be a crapshoot. Might be nice. We might be in shorts, or it might be blowing sideways.
Yeah, last year it got...
The new Star Wars comes out.
Oh, that'll warm your heart. Remember when the... you meet all kinds of people. You run into people you haven't seen in a while, that you haven't seen in so long that you forget who they are. Remember that that awkward situation with a woman?
Meet her, wasn't it? It was nice to meet her for that first time at the diaper drive.
Yeah, it was a former lover.
That was a really awkward moment. Oh my God, it's always so great to meet listeners. And she's like, yeah, hi, Mike. I know you. We know each other.
Yeah. Is Mike here? That's when it's cutting through. We don't get that as much anymore with the sweet Wileen.
No, it's been a couple years.
Has given him such good credit. I don't know when it was.
Good credit's right. Isn't
who you
funny?
Dated before Wileen, but I remember telling Party, I go, you have to look at this like credit, financial credit. You need relationship credit. Mm-hmm. You need to date a nice girl to clean your credit.
Yeah.
And then you can date a really nice girl.
Yeah.
Because you were dating a series of... And none of them were bad girls.
They were bad girls. They just weren't right fits for my personality.
Right.
You know, I keep testing the sweet Wileen. I keep going, hey, like, I got this homeless thing looking going on right now. I'm not going to shave or cut my hair. So,
how fun for her.
It looks awful. It's awful for her. And I told her, I was like, I don't want to cut it for a while. I'll keep it until, I don't know, when I'm ready. And she looked at me and goes, you do what you want to do.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot of rope, Wileen. That's a lot of rope.
Yeah, but do you think she needs to thank the series of former girlfriends that shaped you to be a little bit of who you are, like the clothing? Remember how women were always changing your look?
Yeah, not anymore.
Remember when he became vest boy?
Oh, yes.
Remember when he was wearing...
Puffy vests. Pumpkin-colored puffy vests. Kepman. That was a total Kepman moment.
I know my new thing right now is, I mean, because it's cold, right? And I have those, everybody has those pajamas, right? So what I've been doing is sleeping in my sweatpants. Mm-hmm. And I said to her yesterday, I said, well, gosh dang it, I'm just going to crash in my sweatpants tonight. And she goes, well, you don't want to wear those to work tomorrow if you're going to sleep in them. I'm like, well, I mean, she goes, you got... other sweatpants, and you also have some pants. I'm like, come on now. She goes, you got another pair of sweatpants right down there you can wear tomorrow. So I'm like, sweet.
I love how she's momming you. Okay, if you're going to sleep in those, then you can't. I don't want to see them tomorrow, okay? I don't want to see them back in the rotation, all right? I want to see clean pants and clean underdunders.
Peanut butter all over them, so. Yeah.
Did you find a robe?
A robe, she ex-nayed that. No robe. She said it would be weird.
What would be weird?
That. They need robes for when they're getting in and out of the hot tub.
Believe that?
I know. They need his and her. I was telling him. I was like, you need to get some really pimped out, savvy, like him and her robes. The slicker, the better.
I'm telling you.
I have
a badass robe that I never wear.
Come on.
It's the one where we get everything free stuff from the radio. I did a... when they brought back the all day long McMuffin.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
McDonald's. When was that? A few years ago? They did you can get a McMuffin all day long.
Yeah, breakfast all day.
So they had us do something with them, and I was at a McDonald's and they gave me a robe.
What's a very nice. This is a nice, comfy. It better be.
Wow.
It has a hood.
Ooh. Oh, I like the hood. Like, you feel like a boxer.
It's a very nice robe, but it's red and it has a big M on it, like it's Ronald McDonald's robe.
M for Mike.
Oh, no.
Maybe we could re-gift it.
M for man. Mm-hmm. All right, diaper drive. All right, if you need information real fast, just go to channel941.com. All the details are right there.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show.
I was just calling about the diaper drive, and you know how a lot of people think that, like, a lot of diapers, at least brand-wise, are pretty expensive, like Huggies and all that stuff?
Yeah.
And I had my first kid, and I, like, searched everywhere for just, like, the cheapest and best diapers, And in all reality, Target's off-brand diapers have like, are like, they're like, the big box is only like $22 and it's like over 100 of them, versus like paying like, you know, $38, $40 for like a Huggies or, you know, Pampers or things like that. So like, if you're thinking it's like really expensive, it is, but you can find like cheaper ones around town at like local Targets.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, there's discounts. There'll be sales and everything like that. Just look at those opportunities and go for it. When did you have your baby?
March of 2016, I want to say. I don't know. I forgot how old she is now. Like, I know she's over a year and a half. Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, how old are you, baby?
Baby. Right. Baby. So are you Why won't you answer me?
Mindy, are you going to swing by Diaper Drive? You want to come by and say hi to us?
Oh, yeah. I did it last year, and I'll definitely be doing it again this year.
All cool. Right. That's Thanks. What we want to hear. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Right,
thank
Bye-bye.
You, Mindy and her baby. And we need baby. All sizes.
Yes.
Because... Mm-hmm.
Generally, bigger, it's like better. 4 or 5. You know,
4, 5, 6.
Yeah, the idea is that it's easier to put a bigger diaper on a smaller baby than a smaller diaper on a bigger baby is kind of what they go with. But we still need all sizes.
Yes. Still you need know? All sizes, man.
Every size, all size well. Matters.
I'm thinking like of now when we get back to human diapers.
Yeah.
Or what I like to call underwear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my God. You turned me on to that... Duluth Trading Company.
Oh, the Naked.
So you talked about it that one day, and my sister gave me a gift card on my birthday to the Duluth Trading Company right there on Dodge.
It's the best underwear you'll ever buy.
Really?
Molly,
well,
you think I was kidding?
Come I went
on.
In
well,
there.
No, I mean, I didn't.
It's amazing.
Thought I was kidding. It is, isn't it?
It's amazing. And then I took the pairs that I had and I stretched out the waist, though. You got to get the fine line of not too big and not too short. I would say error on the side of almost too tight in the waist.
Yeah.
And then I stretched them out.
Well, let me ask you this.
For days. So now they're loose.
Do you use the Naked ones with the button that holds the flap, or do you just use the other one?
So.
The button ones are the
When you
biggest.
Go into the Duluth Trading Company, there's like... 20 different kinds of underwear. It was, That's, I'm like, why are you making it confusing?
It's insane.
It's insane. The guy comes over and there's like way too much stuff. Like, they should change that. I'm like, just come up with two choices.
Yeah.
So my sister gave me like a gift card for, it was like some good cash on there.
Yeah.
So I went nuts. I bought like 8 pair.
Yeah. I got 10.
So I would go with the button if I could do it over again. That's I only I bought 2 without the button. But the basic whatever that they're just boxers.
These are amazing. I don't get what
they're
the done.
Most comfortable underwear I've ever had.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, you got to get Peter some. Put it on the
I
list.
Do.
Are you kidding me? They're fantastic. Mine is starting to tear. I've worn them. You know, they're just a little bit, and I can take them back.
Don't do that.
I have to
don't.
Say though,
no, that's a lifetime warranty. I'm absolutely
God, that's
taking
so
them
scary.
Back.
And we do have Damn to say right. though, we want to thank anyone who still listens to this radio show. Despite the fact that now all we talk about is the comfortable mattress we lay in.
Yeah.
And the
and
underwear.
The nice underwear. Yeah.
And the underwear. Pretty soon we'll be doing Metamucil ads.
Streaming. No. I get it on my phone. I listen on my tablet. I listen online all the time. Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Good morning. 9:49. We got a high today of looks like about 39 degrees today and tomorrow. What's the temperature going to be like in Minnesota?
I think the teens and snowy.
Okay. All right. You're going to be at the game.
Yeah.
So
go Huskers, man.
Go Huskers. Look for DeGan out there.
I don't think we've won up there in a while.
I think
we
it's
need,
been a
this
while.
Is still a revenge game.
Yeah.
So.
Go Huskers.
No cheat today. Today's the lovely Kay.
Hey, Kay. Hi. How are you?
Good morning.
Are you
Good
still
morning.
A Husker fan?
Have you been a Husker fan?
Yeah. Okay. I always have been.
Okay.
I know, but I'm saying.
Just because of nature.
Okay. But do you watch the games and stuff?
Sure,
like
that? I'll watch them if everyone else is.
Okay.
I don't go out of my way, though.
Okay.
You don't.
Is
yeah,
that like
neither.
A sin for a Husker fan?
Yeah. No.
People are probably
so.
Lighting their torches.
No, used to be. But not so much anymore,
I feel
don't
like
think.
Bad fans were bad fans. Yeah, Kay always wears the best band shirts. Sublime.
Oh,
thank you.
There you
Sublime
go.
Sublime today.
I like it. All right, she's in next. She has her next chance to pick up Katy Perry tickets. So make sure you stay here and tune in and be nice. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Have a safe day. Do yourself good.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
They're so funny. Love you guys. Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.